Hello and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 140. I am Neil.
I'm Annalise. Are we doing that?
How are you? I guess so.
I guess.
How are you doing over there, my lovely bride?
I'm good. Oh, I'm bride again.
My blushing bride.
I totally...
Oh, I didn't do lyrics today. Oh. We'll start again next week or the week after. Yeah. I apologize.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
We have a lot going on.
We have a lot going on. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Very much appreciate it. DarkAngelsAndPrettyFreaks.com. We're out. See ya.
Got some dinner to make.
I haven't eaten today.
No.
It is, we are recording on Saturday evening night. Mm-hmm. It's almost 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific, mm-hmm. Pacific Central Standard Time. That doesn't make sense. Pacific Standard Time. excuse me.
Pardon.
We would like to begin by saying, yes, that's the dog's chewing bones again.
Yes. You're welcome.
And also to thank Courtney from the Quad. My God, what is wrong with me today?
You need to eat something.
The Quadcast and Shrink to Shrink podcast for being on the show last week. It was a great time, and he's awesome. And I like talking to him.
Me too. And we got a lot of good feedback. I love hearing about everybody's holiday traditions and things. I like it. It's awesome.
We got a lot of great feedback. We got some crappy feedback.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, just people that don't put effort into it.
Is that true?
No, I'm joking. I'm just being a jerk. Also, I would very much like to congratulate the History of Bad Ideas podcast, mm-hmm. on episode 150,
yes.
of which I will be listening to on Monday. Mm-hmm. I'm a little behind, but very I nice. Will be. I did send in...
a congratulatory...
Did you hear it? Have you listened yet?
No.
Oh, so you haven't heard what I said?
No.
It's kind of funny.
Is it about me?
No, it's about it's about me and it's about the podcast.
Okay.
I pretty much made it all about us.
Okay.
I took credit for their success.
Of course.
Yes.
Just like in the floppy awards.
So please go check out History of Bad Ideas. Good friends, great podcast. I will actually be recording with them this week.
Oh, okay.
It's this week. I thought it was last week, but it's this week. Yeah, we talked about it.
Okay.
I'll be going from Reasons Are Several...
on the same
right
day?
Into right.
That's going to be another busy day for you.
It will be. And go ahead.
I have a podcast.
Give me guns.
You finish.
So I am also co-hosting the Reasons Are Several podcasts, and really want to appreciate everybody's feedback and everything on that. I am having a good time. It's nice because it's really easy because Matt does everything.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. Thank you, Matt.
I also like it for you, and because you get to talk, I mean, not that the whole thing's about sports, but you get to talk a lot more sports and guy talk that we don't get into very much on our podcast. So.
Well, let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
So
so that's pretty cool.
I don't know why I interrupted you. I had nothing to say.
Yeah, I was just.
So check out Reasons or Several if you enjoy the luscious sound of my voice. Or if you don't enjoy it, you might enjoy the luscious sound of Matt's voice.
True. Fair enough.
And it's me in a different dress.
Yes. See you in a different outfit.
It's a good time. I have a good time. I am enjoying that.
I know you are. That's good. Okay. I have a little podcast thing, and I was going to mention it last week, but, you know, we're on a roll and had a guest, and so I forgot to mention it, even though I had it written down. I want to say congratulations to How Is This Movie for 3 years of podcasting.
Hell yeah, we do.
Hell yeah, we do. So congratulations to Dana and all of his efforts and success on his podcast. It's a really awesome podcast on about making films and some film history and just some really cool stuff. And
it's a real podcast.
It's very pro. It's very professional. And he's been a really good friend to us and our show. And I've been on his podcast as well. And so I really like it. And you guys all should go listen to it. So congratulations to Dana.
Congratulations. And yeah, do check it. It is a really good show, but it is very professional. It's like you're seriously going
to
enjoy
status.
It and learn something and walk away a better person.
Yeah.
It's not anything like this podcast. I've decided that from now on, treats for the dogs are going to be marshmallows.
Yes.
I'm going to give the dogs marshmallows.
Yes, we need meat-flavored marshmallows.
I'm going to flavor my meat with marshmallow.
That would be delicious, actually.
What? Mm. I'm going to go stick it in a bag of minis right now.
probably should find something more quiet.
Do you ever do that thing
dogs?
With the marshmallows where you go like this with them and it turns and into like to taffy?
Yeah, it's all squishy.
Yeah, and then you eat.
You're going to have to explain what this is to the listening audience.
I'm squeezing my thumb and my four fingers together.
Right, so you squish the marshmallow
in there. You watch the video.
Like
check
taffy.
Out the I want to talk quickly. Oh, do you have more about How Is This Movie?
I know. I just wanted to say congratulations to How Is This Movie. Yay, woohoo.
I want to talk. So we had talked about how we kind of moved the studio / podcast room around, and now we kind of switched it back.
Mm-hmm. That lasted a week.
And unfortunately, the stuffed animals didn't make it back, but Kitty Von Shithead Pants made it.
Okay.
Yeah,
We can rotate.
I'm thinking of maybe putting a shelf.
Oh, yeah. That could be good, too.
Yeah. We have the smaller... Anyway, we can talk about that later.
Right.
We have the smaller sign, so I was thinking of putting that in the shelf for all the goods that we've received from other podcasts and podcasters.
Mm-hmm. And then we can put this somewhere else.
Yeah.
I really like that, though, so...
Yeah.
We can put it
outside.
I was going to say that... are you going to talk about... the computer update
situation. So I've been having
we got a whole new setup, partly old, partly new. It's interesting.
So we switched everything around because I don't know exactly why.
We were trying to figure out how to make the desk cleaner.
Rid of the monitor on the podcast desk. It didn't work out. I felt it just didn't work out. So kind of went
with the vibe.
Kind of went back to the old setup. But while I was doing that, we have an Apple Mac Mini that we use as our main computer and our recording computer. And it had an update and it did the same thing that happened to your cell phone. It pretty much locked up and froze and I had to re-update. And when I did that, it pretty much started the computer like a brand new computer.
Right.
So fortunately, everything, because of the cloud and everything was backed up. So we didn't lose anything. But
right. I was super worried about our pictures and stuff.
But the program that we use for recording, we use a legacy version of it and it got wiped out. So we are using the new and improved program. However, I don't know how to use it. So if the sound is a little off or I'm a little off or you're just not happy, that's why.
In general, if things are not going well in your life, because the Mac Mini updated itself without our permission.
Yes. So so it kind of threw me off, but I kind of feel better being back to this situation.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So this is good.
And now you have the window to look out.
I can look at that gigantic freaking spotlight that I put out there now in the dog run.
I like that spotlight.
It's interesting. We have a very bright light in the dog run because that's what we do.
I was going to make a joke yesterday when we talked about that spotlight. That is that the one from the corner that you took down?
Yes.
Right. I was going to make a joke about how we could put that back up because I don't think that the girl is still there.
For real?
For real.
I think that the silver car is hers.
Oh, okay. Because I haven't seen her car there. So I was like, oh. But anyway. Maybe that's not a good joke then. Maybe she's still around.
Maybe they listen. Now they're like, damn it.
Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches.
All the sons of all the bitches.
Oh, wow.
Not all of them, but.
Just some of the bitches.
Before we get into what we're doing this weekend. Before that, I would like to bring up a funny story that you may or may not have noticed at our grocery trip last weekend.
Our grocery trip last weekend.
We also had a funny thing happen at this grocery trip.
Oh, we did. God.
The same grocery store. So, and I don't know that I'm looking for an answer here. I guess I just want to point it out because it's a thing and I noticed it and it happens a lot, I'm sure. But we're shopping around the grocery store on a Sunday morning as we do with our little, workout clothes and toot around with our little shopping cart, blah, 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 blah.
You might be tooting around. I keep that stuff inside until I get to the bathroom.
Toot around the grocery store as one does and drive by. And there was this very attractive, I guess, woman wandering around the grocery store. And she was dressed very nice. And she had flowers in her hand. So it seemed like she was in a rush. You know, like how when you can kind of tell someone's like in a rush, I got to get these flowers. I got to get going. Got things to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw her again and she was going through like another little bundle of flower arrangements by the checkout. Like she was about to check out and was like, oh, more flowers, And right when...
Did I see any of this?
I guess not. I was standing next to you, but you were pushing the cart. You were probably paying attention to the groceries while I was watching the scene go down. And so there was two guys waiting to use the like self-checkout or whatever. And so one of the guys looks at her and like looks at her again and then like looks her up and down and goes, hey. And she...